Note to Ann, our fine executive producer, the word is now out. WDIV-TV Local 4 General Manager Marla Drutz, a key figure in Detroit broadcasting for almost four decades and a partner of WJR over the years, is retiring from the top job at Detroit's NBC affiliate, either later this year or early next. We'll want to get Marla Drutz on and talk with her about that. She's really been a pioneer in television and in management of television, all-around good person. So we'll look forward to that conversation. Meanwhile, Marie Osborne is back with us wearing her her many hats, including this of being a senior WJR senior news analyst. The story is one probably you would consider close to your heart, when it has to do with the Pope and the U.S. bishops' vote on communion guidance. Tell me your thoughts. First of all, the overall story, and then your thoughts.
Sure, Paul. This was a very important move that happened last week. The United States Conference of Catholic Bishops proceeded with a plan that could ultimately deny communion to public figures who support abortion rights. And most notably here would be President Biden. And we also should say communion for those who are not Catholic, communion is the most sacred sacraments for Catholics. Not only does it hold profound symbolism of unity within the faith, Catholics believe it is indeed the body of Christ. So it's extremely important to all Catholics. Now, this whole action is an indication of a powerful right wing at work within the Catholic Church. By a vote of 168 to 55, the bishops went forward with this plan. Now, this is going to take all summer to work out this verbiage on what they plan to say, which ultimately could be a rebuke for Biden and other Catholic politicians who support abortion rights. But the other thing to keep in mind is then it needs to go to the Vatican, which, as we know, is a very large bureaucracy. It's going to take time to go through there. Pope has already indicated he's not happy with the bishops taking this move. So this is going to take a while, if ever, to get any kind of approval. Biden, an abortion rights advocate, he's the first Catholic president in 60 years, says that this is a private matter. He says it doesn't think it's going to happen. Pew surveys show that more than half of U.S. Catholics favor abortion rights, and most American Catholics do not believe Biden or anyone else should be refused communion. Also, some Catholics are asking, why is it okay to support politicians who support capital punishment but not abortion rights? And other Catholics wonder, is this a slippery slope? If I voted for a politician who supported abortion rights, is someone then going to tell me that I can be denied communion? This opens up a lot of big questions of faith and morality, and of course, this very, very important issue of abortion within not just the Catholic community, but really the country at large.
You know, being born and raised a Catholic, going to a Catholic grade school and a Catholic all-boy high school, all of these sorts of things have been pretty much ingrained in me. And I'm a little, I don't know if disappointed is the word, but in the story here, it says, despite opposition from the Vatican, which has cautioned Catholic leaders against politicizing the Eucharist. Isn't that interesting? To come from the Pope to think that being anti-abortion would be politicizing the Eucharist. Anti-abortion was about being pro-life, not about politics, or at least one would have thought so in an institution like the Catholic Church.
I think they're referring, though, to the act of handing out communion, of receiving communion, of giving it and receiving it. They're not talking about the actual thought of abortion. My understanding is that the Pope had wanted the Catholic bishops to come together and talk this out and reach some sort of agreement that would not call to preventing someone from receiving this all-important sacrament. So that, I think, is what the Vatican is referring to. They're not referring to abortion in the case that you just mentioned, I don't think. They're referring to the act of the sacrament of communion.
Okay. However they want to dance around it, it's pretty clear what they're saying. And it's no longer amazing to me that the Catholic Church would take that kind of stand with this pope, for example, and maybe other popes before him and after him. But that's the thought here. Our WJR senior news analyst, Marie Osborne, staying deeply involved on that story.